The Boston chapter of the American Guild of Organists welcomes you to a program of Music for the Pipe Organ. Today's concert was specially recorded for this broadcast at St. Cecilia Church, Boston. This is Rob Stewart Bale inviting you to listen to a recital performed by organist Heinrich Christensen. The music to be heard will include the intermezzo of Louis Vierne and chorale in E major of César Franck. A native of Denmark, Heinrich Christensen studied at the Royal Conservatory in Aarhus and with Oliver Lutry in Paris, and then went on to work as music director in Malmö, Sweden. He came to the U.S. in 1998 to study with James David Christie at the Boston Conservatory, where he received an artist diploma in organ performance. He's organist of historic King's Chapel in Boston. An avid proponent of contemporary music, he has recorded extensively with Philobox for E.C. Schirmer. Listen now to the intermezzo of Louis Vierne from his third organ symphony, as played by Heinrich Christensen on the Smith and Gilbert organ at St. Cecilia Church, Boston. Thank you. You've just heard the third movement of Louis Vierne's Third Symphony, the Intermezzo. The performer was Heinrich Christensen playing the Smith and Gilbert organ at St. Cecilia Church, Boston. St. Cecilia Church was built in 1888. Its Romanesque-style architecture, barrel vault ceiling, and wood floors unite music and sacred space. St. Cecilia's original organ of 24 stops was built in 1902 by the Hutchings Votey Organ Company, and Timothy Smith and Theodore Gilbert commenced a massive reconstruction of the organ in 1998. The current Smith and Gilbert organ of 4 manuals, 6 divisions, and 50 ranks was dedicated on the Feast of St. Cecilia in 1999. Our program concludes with music of César Franck, his first chorale in E major. His 3 chorales written in the last year of his life are widely regarded as the apotheosis of his creation. Franck introduces a lot of the timbres in his repertoire, composed specifically for the great Cavalier Call organ at Saint Clotilde, Paris. The chorale in E major unfolds a bit like a mystery novel in terms of presentation of material. Franck weaves his multiple themes together in a sequence of evolving variation and tonal progression, before finally returning to the chorale theme in the triumphant and gloriously climatic final stanza. Heinrich Christensen will now play the chorale in E major by César Franck on the organ at St. Cecilia Church, Boston.
Thank you.
The chorale in E major of César Franck was just played by Heinrich Christensen. Today's program was recorded on the Smith and Gilbert organ at St. Cecilia Church in Boston. These programs featuring organs and organists from the Boston area are brought to you by the Boston chapter of the American Guild of Organists and WCRB. The Guild is an interfaith organization of church musicians with chapters in all parts of the country. To get information on AGO membership and upcoming organ recitals in this area, log on to the chapter's website at bostonago.com. Again, that's www.bostonago.com for more information about the Boston chapter of the American Guild of Organists. Today's program was written and produced by Martin Steinmetz, and this is Rob Stewart-Vale inviting you to listen next week for another program of organ music.